Clive Everton, the journalist and commentator who's written a history of the game, takes up the story.
He tried to persuade the Billiards Association to organise a world championship, but in their rather sniffy way, they wouldn't help. They didn't see snooker's potential. So Joe and a friend of his called Bill Kamkin, who was a Birmingham table maker, decided to promote the championship during the 1926-7 season. The idea was that the Billiards Association would provide the trophy and the prize money would be provided by the players putting their entry fees into a pool and dividing it in an agreed proportion between the winner and the runner-up. But what in fact happened was that the Billiards Association never did buy the trophy, so that had to come out of the players' pool as well. And for winning that first championship in May 1927 in Birmingham, Joe Davis got the princely sum of £6.10.
Or to put it into modern money, £6.50. Still not much, whichever way you look at it. But it was a start. Joe Davis had founded a completely new event, the World Professional Snooker Championship, which he proceeded to win year after year throughout the 1930s. Mind you, as Fred Davis saw, in the early days, it wasn't all that difficult.
I remember as a youngster going to